Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and the role you play in the show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kennedy Salters, and I play Becky in Waitress.
And of course, Waitress is the national tour of it is coming to the brand new Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia. It literally just opened up a couple weeks ago, so you'll be brand new to the stage. I think it's the very first Broadway style musical that's going to be showing there, so you'll have a place in history there. Remind our
Cool.
listeners, it's just one of my favorite shows. I saw it on Broadway, but remind our listeners, what it's about, the basic premise, if you will.
Yeah, 100%. Well, kind of throughout the process, we always like to harp on that the waitresses are like the love story or the true love story of the show. You have your head waitress, Jenna, who you get to see her going through kind of her trials and see the things that she struggles with and see her arc from start to finish. I would say almost like a story of liberation, if you will. You get to see Becky coming in, giving some of the tougher love, but still giving some of the love. And then you have the third waitress, Dawn, who comes in with a little bit more of the quirks, but still like love, just love coming from all around. And you just kind of get to see each of their stories and how they unfold, how they support each other, the three waitresses, all three of the women, how they support each other and love each other, but also get to experience like parts of their just individual character arcs from start to finish. The music was written by Sarah Bareilles. We had an all-female creative team putting this together. So we like to say like girl power when it comes to the show. So you're going to get some Southern twang in there. So we'll be happy to bring that to Virginia. And yeah, and you'll get to, and we work in a diner. So we're waitresses, the three waitresses. They work in a diner and you just kind of get to see our stories unfold and hear some jokes and also listen to some really, really cool music too.
Oh yeah, anyone who's worked in a diner, or I've worked in a restaurant, we can all relate. But even if you haven't, there's so many universal themes
Yeah,
going on for sure. Now, I know
100%.
the Broadway show, I think it's like four Tony nominations and including Best Musical, and I honestly think it would have won if it weren't if it didn't happen to be for a little show called Hamilton that came out that same
Oh,
year.
yeah.
But when did you first see it? Did you see it on Broadway, or I want to know like your personal connection with the show.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of a unique connection, Jason, because I had never seen Waitress. And
Wow.
besides watching the Tonys, where I saw Jesse Mueller completely take my entire soul away, that was my like connection to it of being like, this is so good. What? But it was never one of those things in the hubbub of everything. I've never seen it, and I never listened to the soundtrack all the way through until there were two fellow actresses. At two different times, I said, there's an audition for this and you really should do it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because, as an actor, you're like, oh, there's so many auditions for stuff. Like, if I don't get this one, I'll get a different audition or something. And when the second actress came back and was like, you really should do this, when they were looking for a Becky, still searching for a Becky, I came in, I auditioned, I did the call back within the week. And then 4 weeks later, I flew to New York to start rehearsal. And so that was when I got my script in the mail down in Atlanta, Georgia, and I read it and listened to the soundtrack all the way through. That was actually my first experience with it. COVID happened, we got sent home, we came back, and fun thing that happened this time is in our rehearsal process, since Broadway had just opened back up, we had the honor of having Sarah Bareilles come through and listen to us sing and like give us notes and encourage us and just listen to our progress. And I got to see it for the first time with Sarah on Broadway before starting traveling for the national tour. So I saw it a couple months ago.
Wow, so you got to actually see Sarah Bareilles in the show. Well, we mentioned that she wrote the entire songbook here. Let's go through some of the songs, and I'll tee them up one at a time so you don't feel like you have to remember them all off the top of your head. But start with that. The opening song is called "Opening Up," which I thought was kind of cool. It's working on multiple levels. It's opening up the show, but you're also opening up the restaurant. And in a way, like you mentioned, Jenna's arc, it's opening up her story too with the backstory. So yeah, I mean, just talk about why that's such a catchy, cool, fun song to open with.
Oh yeah, it's so beautiful because as someone in it, it's like, woo, there's lots of things going on. And then even watching it, I feel like it's probably even more of a cool moment because this is the first time that you get to see the three waitresses right at the, well, you get to see Cal, the cook, at the top of the show and see a little bit of his personality. In rehearsal, we like to refer to them as lifers, like people who have probably been working here forever. And even if they're a little crusty around the edges, like maybe they really love it, or like, how do they feel about it? They're still here. Why are they still here? So you get to see his personality a little bit, and you get to see the waitresses for the first time being like, okay, let's like open this bad boy up. Let's get the diner set up. And it starts off a little slow. But then as soon as the waitresses, it's really cool. All three of us start singing, in unison at first, and then we break into our first harmony. And then right after that, you get to see all of the ensemble and the other members of the cast come flooding in, and you get to see kind of like the life of the diner and people coming in and people enjoying, you know, Jenna's pies and just really watching us like work in sync, because it's choreography, but it's not dancing. So it's really cool to be like, okay, you go over here to get the pie here, you do this here. And I think it's really, really cool because you just get to see all of us in our own way, how you said, like, you know, air quote, like opening up this diner and playing our part and doing our part to make sure that the diner's open and successful, and we're ready to start working. So it's really cool getting to sing it and to also basically be like the puzzle piece or the person on the map, everybody working in sync around each other. It's pretty cool. I think audiences are going to have so much fun when they see that first number.
Oh yeah. As you said, passing the different pies around, and you know, the pies have almost become, you know, props, or they almost become dancers themselves in that opening number. Cool. And we also want to prepare our listeners. There's, you know, there's some really cool, you know, daydreams that sort of happen, like brief dream sequences that happen through, where they sort of elevate it beyond just reality and can kind of talk to themes in a more symbolic way, those dreams.
Yeah, 100%. So the main character, Jenna, she, each day she makes 27 different kinds of pie for the diner before opening up. Everyone loves these pies. And so one really cool thing that Jesse Nelson did when incorporating the text is throughout the show, based on the things that Jenna is feeling in the moment, she'll create a pie. So we find out some news, because for the people who are going to see it, who haven't seen it yet, I won't fully give it away, but let's say Jenna finds out some news,
right?
And then after she finds out that news, it's almost like the lights change. The lights do a wonderful job of supporting the show, so does the sound design, but the lights change, and it's almost kind of like more of a freeze-ish, soft freeze moment for the other people who are in the scene. But we get to see Jenna create these pies, these different pies. And kind of the one that you were mentioning, she gets her news, and then based on her feelings from the news, we get to see her creating a pie with the items that she had just previously described in the scene. So she was talking about something that happened one night previously, and then based on that, she goes into kind of how you were saying, almost like the dreamy sequence, and she creates one of her first pies, but like to the audience, or like within her dream world of like, add this. And that's when she throws in the, you know, the red dress, and she throws in, you know, some liquid in there. And then she like throws in like a piece of sausage, and it's all things that she was talking about in the scene previously. So we get to have those moments a couple times with Jenna, where we get to just almost see and hear and really feel more into like her deeper feelings, how you were saying, those universal themes of what she's feeling in the moment. It's kind of almost like the audience being welcomed into Jenna's internal monologue, really.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good way to put it. Her internal monologue and mixing together like the ingredients of her life as a symbolic sort of pie. It's fascinating how it's done. Yeah. And then of course, you know, we have to mention, it's also, it can be very funny at times too. Like for instance, the role of, is it Ogie?
Oh yeah. Ogie.
Mm-hmm. Ogie. The role of Ogie, you know, is sort of this eccentric love interest of, you know, Jenna's shy coworker, Dawn. And, mm-hmm. and it is that number. Tell our listeners about Never Ever Getting Rid of Me. I mean, that is like, you'll laugh so hard you're crying watching that one.
Oh yes, it Never Getting Rid of Me, in all of the interviews that I always do, and people are always shocked. They always say, what's your favorite number to be a part of? And I'm like, I love being a part of Never Getting Rid of Me, because it's so much fun. You get to see Ogie come out, and I feel like Ogie is so relatable in the sense of he's so authentically himself. Or like, even if he's not relatable, it's something we're like, oh, this is hilarious, but also like, I kind of want to be like that too. Like, he's, you know, telling us that he only eats white food on Wednesdays. Where did he come from? But it's so it's so fun to just like witness it and watch them do their work. It is hilarious. This character is basically coming in and professing his love for Don. And in that scene, he's basically saying, you know, you're never going to get rid of me. And let me tell you why. And so he goes into a fun song and also like a really fun scene leading up to the song. And it's always cool to be a part of, like, be just on the stage for that too, because the audience loves it. Like, guys, when y'all see this show, if you for some reason, you won't be, but if you for some reason were asleep before, you won't be asleep when Ogie comes out, because it's just such a fun time. And it's so cool to just hear the audience members laugh, especially in the midst of a pandemic. We all need a good belly laugh, and that's for sure what you're going to get when Never Getting Rid of Me comes on and he's professing his love to Dawn.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. And he's a quirky character, but at the same time, it's like, man, I wish everyone's sort of like, I wish I could just be like that and care so little about what other people think. You know, there's a certain interesting dorky confidence too. You know, he's so lovable. Yes. All right, and then one final number, of course, we have to talk about the big, you know, tear-jerking ballad, you know, She Used to Be Mine, which is you know, the most introspective, you know, lyrics of any of the that Jenna in the show sings. But man, right. Talk about how that's just a heart tugger.
Oh yeah. It this is the moment when I gotta tell you, since we've started this show, there hasn't been a night that the actress who plays this where it hasn't been applause for at length. Because so fun story is when this show was being commissioned and the original creative team was putting it together and they were thinking, like maybe we can reach out to Sarah Bareilles. Like that seems like she may be good for writing the music. This was actually the first song that she wrote, which is so crazy because it is so beautiful. And like you said, so introspective. And I feel like it's so relatable whether you are right in Jenna's position or not. It's just a song that talks about like, you know, I used to be this person and this person used to be mine. And along the way, I've lost that a little bit. And just sharing those deep feelings and saying how like, yeah, like life is hard and I've been kicked around a little bit. But also I'm going to get back up, you know? And so it's so relatable. It's so introspective. It 100% is the tearjerker. And I think that's also kind of how we were talking about Ogie, how we were saying, you know, oh man, like I wish I could care so little. I think this song comes along and I feel like there's a shared breath between Jenna and the audience of all, because I think everyone probably could relate to this song a little bit, no matter how old you are. I mean, you know, elementary school is hard, middle school is hard. There's so many like young people, surprisingly, who come to the show and relate to this song and it so much. But it's really just a song that talks about like, man, I've lost myself for a little bit and it hurts because I remember what this person used to be like. And it absolutely amazing. And the actress who plays Jenna is absolutely phenomenal. And you will 100% be stunned in your seats and be in that moment right there with her as such a beautiful shared breath between the actress and the stage and the audience in that moment.
Oh, it's such a beautiful moment and everyone can relate. It's like I lost myself for a while and this song is like, Who was I before? And I'm going to get it back. You know what I mean? It's such a great song. 100%. Well, great. So, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. I guess sort of in closing, you know, why should our listeners come out? So speak directly to the listeners and say, hey, you know, hey guys, come on out to see Waitress.
Yeah. 100%. Hey y'all. Yeah. I feel like you guys should come out to see this musical, because it is as just as much heart is in it. It's just as much humor. These characters, you know, at least one or many of these characters, whether they're in your friend groups, whether they work with you, whether they are your family members. And then to top it all off, you're just going to be hit with some pretty awesome acting, choreography, and a storyline. You know these people, we know these people, and you know there's so much humor and truth, and it's beautiful music, and just how you were saying, Jason, you guys, this is a brand new venue, like, and it sounds like the first show that's coming back to kind of like open it up and be almost like the debut to this space, and we would love to share that, just that beautiful, those beautiful moments with you guys. Yeah. So come on out and have a little laugh, have a little cry too. Come get a little healing. I always feel like the theater has healing powers in it. So yeah, we would love to see you guys there.
Yes, the healing power of sugar, butter, flour. All right.
Yes, hey, I love that.
Thanks so much. Again, everyone, it's Waitress, which is coming to the brand new Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia, this Friday through Sunday. Hey, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.